This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's time for us to get more active, and there's an opportunity coming up on the 29th of November to do just that at the Seapoint Promenade, to go and stretch the legs with somebody that you love. Let's connect with Salami Miyeni, co-founder of the Single Moms Raising Sons Ministry. Salami, what a pleasure. Good morning and welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Brad. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to be connecting with you. So before we even start talking about the walk, I'm stuck here at this beautiful ministry called Single Moms Raising Sons, and you co-founding that. There must be a passion in your heart, something that stemmed from your own experience of life?
Just to correct that, I'm actually the son of one of the co-founders.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, whichever way you look at it, this must be something very close to your heart, right?
It truly is. It's just been something that's been amazing, and being raised by a single mother and actually having some great men help me and teach me what it is to be a man, and having to see a lot of mothers who are raising kids on their own not really understanding how to engage with their sons, I think it's something that requires a lot of us men, especially us who are men of faith, to step up and actually play a role in guiding these young boys, teaching them what it is to be.
Yeah, I love that. We actually spoke about it last week. You know, moms play such a vital role, but somewhere along the line we need men to call men out of sons. So yeah, what a beautiful ministry. Let's go to getting active with moms. The heart behind this decision to see moms and those they care about stretching their legs together out on the promenade, where did that idea come from?
Well, it came from how do we build more, how do we work on the relationship between the mother and the child?
Yes.
A lot of the work we do is work where we're helping the mother through her healing and equipping, and we're working with the kids on the other side. But we didn't really have something where we say, let's get the family to connect and let's see how they interact, and let's actually encourage them to do something, even if it's once a month. And that's where we started the mom and child walk. This will be the second time we're in Cape Town. Last year it went quite well. It was just a beautiful situation because it's also our fundraising tool, especially with next year us looking to start camps for boys there. It becomes an amazing space for us to just encourage families to connect, to disconnect from television and phones, and even just play a game of cards.
Yeah.
It's the simplest things.
Yeah, there's such a yearning in the heart of children to spend time with parents who are always so busy doing this and doing that. And then, of course, you just mentioned it, all the devices stealing our attention. And maybe just a lack of not only connecting with each other, but just getting out and moving. So this embraces so many really good values of connecting and of moving, of getting out into the sunshine. So I love what you guys are doing. A question for you, Salami. Sometimes people don't even really know how to have a good conversation. Are there any ideas of how to instigate these chats? Is there anything intentional, or is it just a walk and see how it goes?
Well, during the walk, we actually have 3 points.
Ah.
Each point, you get a talking topic. Last year, our topic was love. Your first question was, what is love? And then after a kilometer and a half, volunteers would give you the next question, which last year question two was how do you know I love you? And then the final question was, how do you want me to love you? And it was actually just amazing, different outcomes, because you have the little kids who are just excited, where for them it's buy me more sweets, do this, do that. And then there was an 11-year-old boy in Joburg who he said to his mom, I want you to hug me and tell me that you love me. And it seems like something that is obvious, especially for a mother to be doing. But we must also be aware that people come from different households. So because when she grew up, it was not common in her household, it became something that she struggled to do with her child. But I just loved the fact that through just that interaction, this boy was able to voice that. And now they can actually start having better relationship.
Wow.
One thing we always stress is, don't come and do this walk and wait till the next one. Do it and then find something to do every month. even if you need questions, reach out to us. We would rather help you with all.
Isn't that incredible? And you get the feeling that maybe if they didn't have that moment in their lives together, he might never have asked and he would have forever been without. And mom wouldn't have done it because maybe she didn't think of it or know she ought to. So isn't that incredible? I mean, that could be a turning point in their relationship that they will remember forever.
Yes, it was actually just an amazing, it's one of the few amazing stories that came.
Yeah.
It's always great to, when you're doing this type of work and you listen to certain stories. Another mother, I remember she came and she just said thank you, and you could see that she had tears in her eyes, and she told me that she just wanted to leave and just get home to recenter herself. She had just lost her husband 4 or 5 months before. And she expressed that they were struggling to communicate in the household, her and her two kids. But just through the walk, the triggering of conversation, because sometimes you just need something that's going to trigger the conversation, because you don't know what to say. As you said, it's not always easy for a lot of people to know what they should talk about. Yeah, any topic to actually engage on.
Yeah. Wow, this is incredible. Yeah. So let me just... you've spoken now about volunteers sharing a topic, you know, as you cover the distance, you have more time and then a new topic. Anything else intentional that happens apart from just the walk and the togetherness? Are there any other activities or anything like that that unfold as the walk continues?
Well, the walk is mostly about just that engagement and us gathering information of different people, so that as we continue throughout the year, we invite them to a whole lot of other activities. We won't let them know before the activity what they'll be doing, but we'll ask them to dress a certain way. For example, we are going to have activities where we just ask the moms to come with their kids, and we'll spend the day just doing puzzles.
Uh-huh.
And it's open to all age groups, because the older you get, sometimes you also need that time.
Yeah,
maybe in your 40s, in your 50s, and to just. Your mother or your grandmother. In Durban, we had a lady who was, I think she was 92 years old. She was walking with her granddaughter, which I found amazing. And one of the oldest gentlemen who I encountered was in his late 30s, I think he was 38, and he was walking with his mother. And so what we do is we end up taking these things and we say, from here, we need to make sure that we continuously encourage people to engage, whether we're doing an activity where it's a water balloon fight or just going to build sandcastles.
Yeah.
But doing things together to grow the family, to make sure that you can continuously grow a bond where you value each other and time together, because then it makes it easy for us to understand each other in terms of in the good times and the bad times. And for us, it's so important to help communication develop, because especially when we're at the camp with the boys and the boys open up about something, and then you hear them open up about something the next camp, and you think to yourself, how do I help the mother to create a space where this boy feels comfortable enough to open up and say, Mom, I'm really not feeling good. I feel like hurting myself. Versus a point where he waits 3 or 4 months till the next camp, gets to camp, and says, I've been feeling depressed. I actually almost hurt myself. Mm. We want that type of relationship at home. We want kids to be so comfortable with their parents that they don't have to hide things that end up being a problem in their families, and for moms as well to feel heard by their parents, by their children, because sometimes they carry such a heavy burden that they can't even say something without feeling the guilt of, if I discipline him, will he react a wrong way? And then I feel guilty because his father's not here or her father's not here. But we want the family structure to just grow in a loving.
Wow, this is so phenomenal. So, I mean, this is so much more than just a day out walking. I mean, this is a movement. So, There's so much more to this than just getting out and walking, but that's certainly one of the expressions of Active with Moms. I love that. So it's coming ever closer. 9 days away, the 29th of November at the Sea Point Pavilion. Can you give us some more details for those who are saying, okay, I'm in. This sounds like the kind of thing I need to do with my kids, young or old. Give us some of the details of where and when.
Well, for tickets, they're available at Quicket. The first two tickets, which is a mom and one child, are 90 Rand each, but every child thereafter is 60 Rand. It's just something what's done, made sure that only the first two paid full price. After that, it's discounted. Starts at 7:30 at Sea Point Pavilion. It's right there by where all the stores are. Mm-hmm. And then the walk takes you round about to where the mini golf is.
Oh, nice.
And then you turn around and you come back. And yes. Yeah, I'm not really sure what else to share.
No, there you
My
go.
My mind's on a lot of things.
No, of course.
I do enjoy heading down that side. We have a lot of other people that we work with. It's always great. We are planning to get other people to help do more activities with other people in terms of visiting an old age home and seeing how can we do activities with them as well. It's just trying to see how do we bond using activities.
We love that. It's a fun, family-focused walk for all ages on the 29th of November at the Sea Point Pavilion. 7:30, you heard what Salami said there, until 11, and you just go and enjoy that time. So this is not just for moms with little ones, right? This is for moms, this is for grandmothers, whoever has been the mom figure in your life could be a guardian. And as you've heard, you could be elderly mom or grandmother with adult kids, just come. It's just about reconnecting. It's about reaffirming that bond, and it's about spending quality time together and the challenges that will come from the different activities and the conversation starters that you will get along the way. So make sure you've got some comfy shoes and bring a really good attitude and come and move your body. It's going to be a good one. Salami, before we greet each other, it's obviously Active with Moms goes beyond just walking on the promenade on the 29th of November. If people are saying, I'm here, you're talking about camps, and I'm here, you're talking about sandcastles and balloon fights and other things we can do together and bonding times, how can people get more information and check out all of these various things?
When it comes to any activities where it's Active with Moms, in terms of whether it's just the mothers or the moms and their kids, that they can just check our social media pages, both on Facebook and Instagram, we are Active with Moms. One thing you may see on one of the newer posts is a picture of Table Mountain, because they have sponsored a raffle for some of the participants who will get to go on the cable car and everything as a family. And then when it comes to the camps, that's a single mom's raising sons side. Moms will be able to go on and register. We are working towards finalizing a campsite for that side, which will be boys 6 to 12 years old. We're already running camps in Gauteng and KZN, and we're excited about starting in Cape Town. It's really been amazing engaging with a whole lot of other organizations in Cape Town and amazing people who have been doing amazing work for the kingdom. And it's always great to partner and say, how do we move this forward? How do we overcome a challenge rather than how do we just market one organization? It's always great to work as a body rather than as a single part.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's going to be... The dates should be up by end of January. The dates for the Cape Town camps should be up for moms who want to register. And then the moms program, which is their healing hearts, those who are just healing for them, parenting with God as your partner, and a whole lot of other things that should get started by the second quarter of next year. It's just very important that screen and train our facilitators.
Of course.
Because we do understand the burden that some of them carry. But the activities, we try to do as many of those as possible, even as much as we do just a hike for moms and a whole lot of other things, because we do understand at times they just want to breathe.
Yeah.
Where it's, please, can someone take all of these kids and give me an hour alone?
Yeah.
So we're speaking to partners about how do we set up a structure where they can come and feel safe enough to say, if I leave my kids and go for a hike and come back and pick them up, will they be safe? Yes.
We love that. That's the voice of Sulami Mayeni, and he's part of the Single Moms Raising Sons. He's the son of Tembi, the co-founder of the Single Moms Raising Sons. And Sulami is a business consultant there, and he shares his own experiences with us this morning and the amazing work that they're doing. I'm blown away by this. I mean, I heard all about the Active with Moms Go for a Walk on the 29th of November, but I had no idea there's so much more to that than just this. But it starts here for you at the Seapoint Pavilion, 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the 29th of November. Tickets available on Quicket. I've been onto the Quicket site. It's easy. You just type in Active with Moms on Quicket and you'll get it there. Also, details of Active with Moms on their social media platforms. And go and check out Single Moms Raising Sons. That's the SMRS ministry as well. Incredible work. Who knows? Some life-changing stuff waiting to happen, and it could be in your life. Sulami, thank you so, so much for this morning. I love the work that you're doing. Bless you and all the planning that needs to go into it. We look forward to seeing you in Cape Town on the 29th of November.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a blessed day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.